Welcome to Pebbles of Truth, hosted by Dr. Bruce McCracken, founder and president of House on the Rock Family Ministries. Our hope is that these biblical principles and practices, these pebbles of truth, will help you strengthen your marriage and family. To learn more about this program, visit us at pebblesoftruth.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Pebbles of Truth. Tomorrow is Easter Sunday, and I hope that we will all wake up tomorrow morning, greet each other with that special greeting of the ancient church that proclaims the true meaning of this most important day, He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Thank you, Bruce, for that response. Mm-hmm. But that's how it's done. One says that He is risen, and the one who is being greeted responds, He has risen indeed. You know, we've been talking over the last few weeks about how that we can get our families ready for Easter. And if you've missed any of those sessions, we encourage you to go out to our website, pebblesoftruth.com. Feel free to download them as you like. But tomorrow, Bruce, is Easter. Here we are.
That's right. And it's hopefully we've helped moms and dads prepare their children a little bit for this most holy of our holy days as Christ followers.
But today, I guess we're going to talk one last time about a very special symbol of this holy day, mm-hmm. the Easter egg.
That's right. And it's one of the first things that our kids think about anyway at Easter, let's be honest. But just like so many of our Christian holy days, a lot of our symbolism has minglings with non-Christian overtones. You know, we don't know the exact time of Jesus' birth, Cap, so the early church decided to celebrate it the same time the pagans were celebrating their winter holiday in an attempt to Christianize them. But Easter is tied directly to the Jewish calendar. We know when the Passover is celebrated, and we know when Easter Sunday is. So the pagans wanted to downplay our most holy day by linking their spring fertility celebration to it. And guess what the symbol of that fertility is?
Well, since we're talking about Easter eggs, I'm going to assume it's eggs.
Well, and you'd be assuming correctly, but who else is associated with Easter that screams fertility? You know, they multiply like
bunnies.
That's right. And hence we get the Easter bunny. And in fact, the very word Easter has its roots in the ancient name of a fertility goddess. And as we saw 2 weeks ago in our show here, that we as Christians have managed to incorporate a lot of those symbols into our celebration, the bunny specifically. But, you know, as Christ followers, we might be better off calling Easter Sunday Resurrection Sunday, and it will help us stay focused on the main thing. But despite all of this, the egg truly is a biblical symbol of Resurrection Day. And in fact, last week when we were talking about the Passover Seder, that meal that God's people were eating while they're waiting to evacuate to the land of Egypt, included a hard-boiled egg dipped in salt water. And that signified new life. And isn't that the message of Resurrection Sunday, that we can have new eternal life through Jesus Christ?
So as moms and dads are talking with their children tomorrow, they can share with them that the egg is the symbol of new life.
That's right. And when you think about it, the egg can provide a very clear and powerful picture of resurrection.
Well, how is that?
Well, you know, when a chick is born, the shell breaks open and a new life emerges from that broken shell. And Jesus was crucified, he died, and he was buried in a tomb hewn out of stone, sealed with a stone, and was encapsulated in a hard place, much like a shell. And then God sent an earthquake to crack the ground open and release his son from the dead. And out of that broken, hard tomb emerged Jesus Christ, the giver of eternal life. So when our kids are peeling their hard-boiled eggs open tomorrow or breaking open the plastic halves, they're allowing the goodness hidden within inside those eggs to be enjoyed. And just as the egg is symbolic of the grave being broken open for you and I to enjoy the eternal life that God wants to give us.
All right, Bruce, the all-important question. Mm-hmm. Where did the coloring of eggs come from then?
And that is a very good question, and we'll have to save it for next year. But you know, let me just say this. As early as 50 A.D., that's 50 years after the resurrection, the Christians in the early church would exchange red eggs on Resurrection Day to commemorate the shedding of Christ's blood, the red, and the death and resurrection, the whole idea of the egg that we just shared.
Well, this is a very interesting story. And moms and dads, if you'd like to download the story of what we've just shared with you online, we'll have it at pebblesoftruth.com. Just click on the family activity link there and feel free to download that information. Well, thank you, Bruce, and I hope this conversation is going to spark some interesting conversations tomorrow around the proverbial Easter baskets mm-hmm. when our kids are digging into their eggs.
Yep.
But next week, we're going to start a series on marriage.
That's right, on how to spring clean our marriage, get rid of some of the stuff that really clutters up our marital relationship. But until next time, He has risen.
He has risen indeed. You have been listening to Pebbles of Truth, a ministry of House on the Rock Family Ministries. To hear this program again or for additional information, please visit us online at pebblesoftruth.com.